National Signing Day came and went. In typical fashion, on Wednesday, the nation's top high school athletes made their college choices official, and once again, Alabama's football team emerged with the NCAA's top class. The current system of signing high school recruits to athletic scholarships might not exist were it not for Notre Dame's class of 1946. That's the argument Michael Weinreb makes in a recent piece for Grantland. Michael, before we get to the story of the class of 46, tell me about Notre Dame coach Frank Leahy and how he ended up enlisting in the Navy during the Second World War.
Yeah, he was hired in the early 40s to be the spiritual heir to Newt Rockne. He coached a couple years before the war, and then when the war came on, one of his assistant coaches basically said to him that the only way we're going to be able to relate to these players after the war is if we join the war effort ourselves. And so that's what he wound up doing, and he was working in the Pacific, mostly sort of in a ceremonial role, dealing with athletics and things on submarines. And so it actually helped him to recruit just because he was able to interact with athletes and football players during the war itself.
Well, interact with athletes is an interesting phrase. You've written that he organized recreational activities during the war. Was that a synonym for recruited football players?
They certainly went hand in hand, and I think a lot of what he was doing was dealing with some of the really good athletes who happened to be in the military, and then he could sort of give them his pitch on Notre Dame.
The picture that emerges is small, skinny guys need not apply for recreational athletics on the submarine. Have I got that pretty much right?
Maybe so.
When Leahy returned to Notre Dame for the 46th season, he fielded an exceptionally deep team. Okay, how deep was it?
He actually advised a couple guys to go to the NFL instead of staying at Notre Dame because he thought they'd have a better chance of playing in the NFL than they would at Notre Dame.
And some of these guys were like 23, 25. These were returning GIs, returning to school.
Yeah, and I mean, they'd been through combat. They'd seen a lot. And so, you know, they come back to play football, and Leahy whips them into shape. They basically go 4 years without losing a game. They have a couple ties in there, but they don't lose a game from 46 through 49.
Aside from helping Frank Leahy land what you call the greatest recruiting haul of all time, how else did the war and the GI Bill affect college football recruiting across the board?
Well, it became a little bit of a Wild West post-war because nobody really knew how to handle the rules at that point. You had a famous case of an All-American halfback who transfers from West Point to Mississippi State, largely because Mississippi State just offers him $15,000 in cash and offers him a job and a car. And that's just the way things were at that point. There were no rules. And so, you know, everybody started to fret, and they tried to come up with all these regulations to figure out how to even out the playing field. But there was this group called the Sinful Seven from the South, and they basically just said, we don't want to live by these rules. They wound up voting on it and decided to scrap a lot of them. But what remained was just this idea of athletic scholarships. And that's ironically what kind of came out of this. Hmm.
In what ways is the current debate over paying college athletes similar to circumstances in those post-war years?
You can see that the NCAA and the colleges themselves are feeling like they have to move to something different and that they have to progress in some way, shape, or form. And how that takes shape, we still don't know. But I think that's what was happening post-war, too, is that, you know, the world had changed and people were recognizing that the world had changed. And then it was, well, how do we handle this whole situation?
Michael Weinreb writes for Grantland, and you can link to his piece, How Notre Dame's 1946 Class Forever Altered the Recruiting Landscape, at onlyagame.org. Michael, thank you very much. This has been fun. Thanks for speaking with me.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.